Now, after a year of remote learning, technology has become a big part of students' educational needs. And it's expected to stay that way even as most of them get ready to return to classrooms in a few weeks. One market research firm says digital learning tools are replacing traditional school supplies, with technology sales up 37%, and nearly half of consumers want to buy that high-tech stuff online. But the selection may not be as good as in past years because of a shortage of essential supplies like computer chips. What does that all mean? Well, scammers are taking notice, and they're ready to pounce on unsuspecting buyers. Jim Temer is CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here as always, Rod.
Well, as I'm sure you'll note, we should always be on the lookout for scammers, but does it seem to be getting worse these days, especially for back-to-school sales?
Well, you said it in your intro, high demand and low supply, so there's going to be people scrambling out there. You know, computer chips are limited right now. Supply lines aren't where they should be. So people are going to be out there looking for what they need for their students, what they need for their children, and it might not be there. So that's when scammers really make it. They will put fake websites out there. They'll claim large discounts. They'll say whatever they can say so they can either get your credit card number or just get some quick cash. The website comes down. It comes up the next day with a different address.
What are red flags that we should watch for when we're looking to buy that computer, say, online?
Well, it's always best to shop with someone you know, a familiar retailer. All of these things are big ticket items and major investments. So even things like repair policies, return policies. When you're looking at a website, the first thing you do is you look at the address. Make sure it is who you think it is and it's not a little misspelling or something that sounds different. Because scammers will throw up website names that look almost exactly like legitimate ones. Real simple thing, too, is it should start with an HTTPS. That S means secure, or it'll have a little padlock on it. But just that's the very first and an easy thing. And then look for policies. What is the return policy, shipping policy, all those things? A lot of times scammers, when they just throw up a website, don't even bother to do that. And you know, we always say if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that applies here as well. A lot of these computers, a lot of companies don't offer deep discounts. And if you're seeing something that's 50% off, 75% off, either it's a scam or maybe it's outdated tech that they're trying to peddle on you and claiming that it's up to date.
In your recent release on back-to-school scams, you say we should do our technology shopping now instead of waiting. Why is that a good idea?
Because of the shortages, because of supply shortages. And you've got a lot of, you know, every student is going back to school just about, either virtually or in the classroom, and they need the technology. So there's going to be a big rush for it. I mean, hopefully some people have this stuff already, but there's a deadline to it. So people need to go early and not wait till the last minute. And that's when you're emotional, you need something, you can't find it anywhere, and you're more apt to fall for a scam.
Suppose we think we have been scammed. We made that order on that dubious website for that deal that's too good to be true, and we're not getting results. What do we do then?
Well, if you didn't receive anything or you received something you did not order, contact your credit card company, first of all. And you should always buy with a credit card because there are built-in protections that sometimes debit cards or other forms of payment do not have. And you can dispute the charges. And if you did not receive what you bought with that credit card, you won't be liable for the full price. Also, if you're using a delivery service or, you know, like an Amazon, something like that, contact them because there are so many suppliers on Amazon. They, you know, do the best they can, but there are some scammers out there. Amazon's customer service should work with you as well. But again, unfortunately, then you still need to buy the computer or tablet or whatever it is that you're shopping for. Of course, you can always contact the BBB. We've got our scam tracker, and it's like a crowdsourcing tool. We take information from folks all over North America, and we put scam information in there that you can see what's going on. We share that with law enforcement. So there's some things you can do to save your money, and there's some things you can do to try not to be scammed.
And Jim, that half-off deal probably isn't legit on a computer, but are there ways especially for educational shopping, that we can save at least a little bit of money when we're doing this high-tech back-to-school shopping?
Well, you bet. And some of it is low tech, right? Everybody needs back to school clothes. Sure. So some, you know, the retailers out there are really eager for shoppers to come back in. You know, masks, no masks, whatever it is, use your hand sanitizer, social distancing. Stores are offering some big sales on traditional items, you know, clothing, to get people to come back into the stores. We talked about the big ticket items. You know, those you want to research as much as possible. You know, some also places have sales tax free weekends for back to school goods. Look for that. Discounts. You can even ask discounts. Sometimes schools offer those through student IDs, or shops will offer those if you have a student and you can get a discount. Also, you could buy in bulk for school supplies. Maybe there's some other parents in your neighborhood or in your school you want to go in with, and you can, of course, buy in bulk and the cost is less. We all know that the online shopping, as we mentioned earlier, is big. It's up over 30% this year over last year. And you just have to be careful for the ads that you're going to see. As soon as you start searching, you know, for computers or anything online, you're going to see it in your social media feeds. You're going to see it on banner ads across other websites. Just be very careful when you're clicking on ads that you aren't downloading anything you don't want in your computer that could be harmful. But as always, do your homework. You can vet any company you want at BBB.org or do other Google searches for them. Just take your time, enjoy it. Hopefully it's going to be a fantastic school year for all these students and their parents.
And finally, Jim, what receipts should we keep and for how long?
Well, keep all your receipts, especially for some of this tech stuff. And make sure, you know the repair or return policies. Personally, I'm not a big believer in the extended warranties, buying those. Some people do. And your receipts, you want to keep them for, you know, you can keep them for 90 days. You can keep them for a year. It depends what you're buying. If I'm taking my kids out for a pair of jeans, you know, they're going to have holes in the knees and I won't need those receipts anymore. I'll need another pair of blue jeans.
Jim, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
All right, my pleasure. Take care.
That's Jim Temer, CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. Talk to them about how to avoid being ripped off on back-to-school shopping, especially for the more expensive technology supplies, and how to save some money on the other stuff, too.